The exhibit focuses on Pope John Paul II.
Most people are aware that during the Second World War, the Catholic Church, under the pontificate of Pius XII, was relatively silent. That doesn't mean that all members of the church were. There were individuals across Europe, good Catholics, who did step up, who saved Jewish lives, who spoke out from the pulpit. But as far as something coming from the papacy itself, the papacy was quite silent on this issue.
Dr. Simon Seibelman, the museum's assistant executive director.
John Paul II is really a bit of a reversal to that. He recognized that there was a profound attachment between the Jewish people and the Catholic Church and Christians.
Pope John Paul, Dr. Seibelman said, decided to reach out
across the divide that had been created during the Second World War to effect a bridge of understanding and, as he put it, to be a blessing to one another, which is indeed the title of this exhibit.
As a young man in Poland, the future Pope had a first-hand knowledge of the Nazi terror.
Very much so. First of all, what the exhibit does is it takes us back to John Paul's own hometown of Wodowice. And he was very aware of the Jewish presence there. And one of his best friends growing up was a young Jewish boy. And once John Paul became Pope, the two of them reunited so that they were able to sort of tie their lives together. And his friend is still alive.
And Dr. Seibelman added, that man is featured in the exhibit.
During the war, John Paul was keenly aware of what was happening to the Jewish people. He was keenly aware of the collaboration of certain Poles, and he did his best to try and do what he could during the war years. And coming out of those war years, he became even more keenly aware of the huge presence that had become an absence in Poland. The very fact that Poland had had a Jewish population of between 3.2 and 3.5 million Jews, and suddenly they were gone after a presence in Poland of about 1,000 years.
He added that throughout his papacy, John Paul II
was constantly trying to reach back to reestablish his own links with Jews and with the Jewish religion as a means of healing. And once again, within the context of this exhibit, that is precisely one of the things that it does.
The exhibit also includes barbed wire, shoes, a striped pajama uniform, and other items from Auschwitz.
An image of the synagogue of the town that literally backed up to the Catholic Church. And sadly, the Nazis destroyed that, but we actually have a model of it as well as a photograph in it. We have a gate representing the entrance into a ghetto and the ghettoization of the Jews. And then as one moves into John Paul's life as a bishop, a cardinal, and then as pope, we have numerous bits of his vestments and objects that he did use in the course of his papacy.
The 2,000-square-foot exhibit is divided into four sections representing the stages of his life and will still be on display in Richmond May 1st when John Paul will be beatified by the Roman Catholic Church. Learn more online at va-holocaust.com. John Ogle, WCVE News.